Be content that you are not yet a saint, even though you realize that the only thing worth living for is sanctity. Then you will be satisfied to let God lead you to sanctity by path that you cannot understand. You will travel in darkness in which you will no longer be concerned with yourself and no longer compare yourself with other men. Those who have gone by that way have finally found out that sanctity is in everything and that God is all around them. Having given up all desire to compete with other men, they suddenly wake up and find that the joy of God is everywhere, and they are able to exult in the virtues and goodness of others more than ever they could have done in their own. They are so dazzled by the reflection of God in the souls of the men they live with that they no longer have any power to condemn anything they see in another. Even in the greatest sinners, they can see virtues and goodness that no one else can find. As for themselves, if they still consider themselves, they no longer dare to compare themselves with others. The idea is now become unthinkable, but it is no longer a source of suffering and lamentation. They have finally reached the point where they take their own insignificance for granted. They are no longer interested in the external self.
Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on a funny path of life. Hauling off the back, 9:49, a little early, the day is going to be going differently today again. My headspace is off. Actually stopped practicing languages after, actually I didn't even get through German before. I did the Spanish and Japanese. So yeah, my head is not quite there. I even interrupted everything and went down and finished the driveway that I started yesterday. But instead of using the blower for that little piece, I'm like, well, I can use a broom, you know, because the cord didn't reach. And I would have had to go to la depuradora, which is depuradora. It's like the water treatment center with the pump and all that stuff. Because the properties here, they have to have their own. Well, anyway, so I finished cleaning all of that. Yesterday I took up the century plant and I trimmed that cacti the way I wanted to and scattered the, you know, the pieces cut quite small. Well, quite small. Small enough. Smaller than it would normally need to be. So they could stay littered all over the fence here and eventually break down. So that part is done. And now I'll just I'm gonna go feed Chupa Chup, recycle, get the groceries, then I have the lentil dish. And what's left is well, it's quite a bit still, huh? I have German, Esperanto, Italian and Portuguese. A little bit of French. So, and that's going to be scattered. We'll see. I may end up taking a nap in a little bit. But I'll be done early in town. Beautiful morning. Beautiful. We don't have that fog that covered up the town yesterday. So, I better get my beanie. Feeling a little cool in the house. Turn the heater off. I feel like, you know, maybe like a week, maybe not, because I'm going to be warming up the house to tomorrow. We're looking at 20 or something. I mean, tomorrow and Sunday. So I'm going to be opening up everything to get the rooms to warm. But, yeah, I got into the bed. It was kind of it's chilly last night, but it warmed up pretty quickly, yeah. So, but yeah, tired. I woke up tired. So, for what it's worth, yeah, here we go. get a little bit of the load transfer. Next week, I will take a kilo, 2 pounds, about 2 pounds off on a weekly base to the backpack. So I'm going to reverse the weight training as I am nearing the end of that. You know, I feel like that's good enough where I am. But yeah, I'm also a little tired, so it makes even more sense right now to do that. Anyway, so as I said yesterday, took an awesome nap outside and didn't sleep too long, which was great. So I ended up putting some Dire Straits and blew the driveway at parts. You know, it's time to kind of fall apart the asphalt, so it will have to be what car is that, an electric car? Looks like it might be interesting. I think we're going to be seeing more and more. I think it's kind of South Korean. It looks like the title, the name of the company. I can't say it. I haven't seen that in the US, but you see that in Europe. Anyway, so I was getting quite tired, which is weird too. That how am I not sleeping well? You know, I was quite sleepy last night. It was hard for me to read. Ryan Owen, I think his name is, the writer. I really like him. He really is a good writer. Oh my goodness. Wow. It's like, yeah. To me, that's a good writer. You know, whatever that means. I would have to say, like, kind of like the other guy, to give it an analogy. If you were to tell me, you know, that writer, you said he was a great writer, it would be like you telling me that you think Trump is a good president. That's the way that I view him. I really do. I really think it's horrible. It's useless what he's writing. It's I don't know, it's like a shitty movie. It's just interesting. And I'm like, how is that appealing to people? So I guess how is that appealing to your mind, you know? To which is on. Anyway, so yesterday I did go. I mean, I got myself nice shaven, showered, which is very nice. I do like a shower. But I like the idea of still of being able to wipe myself clean, you know, with 1 to 2 liters of water, which for you illiterate American, it's about 1/2 gallon of water. That is quite nice. And then I went to the library, and somehow Barbie, I wasn't sure, but anyway, Barbie was available. And, you know, I'd heard from a few places on NPR at first, you know, they talked about being surprised about how thoughtful it was, and freaking Bill Burr, you know, talked about it, and he's done TV show, and he's been in movies, he's also acting, and he's a writer. So, and he kind of appreciated the stages, the stage of the movie and all that stuff. I'm like, all right, I'll check it out. So I did check it out. And yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not going to call it a great movie, but an okay movie. For sure. It is watchable. You know, it's definitely very goofball silly. You could definitely see how, wow, that could be a trippy movie. I think Bill Burr mentioned, and I can see why he would say that, kind of a little psychedelic, the colors, you know, the houses, and outside of the scene in Los Angeles, you know, which is obviously the real world then. And poor performance, as far as I'm concerned, by Will Ferrell, freaking Margot Robbie. Looks so freaking amazing. My goodness. Yeah, it's like, wow. Almost kind of feel sorry for the gal, actually. I can't imagine, because that's all anybody is going to see when they look at you, but she was basically perfect. Perfect. Oh, what do we have here? Wedding? You're gonna hear car honking. Yeah. Anyway, I haven't seen that before, but they look pretty happy. Anyway, but yeah, it was watchable. I actually felt that they were a mismatch. The two protagonists, it was Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie. And I felt like somehow, in a weird way, that it didn't quite, I don't know. And his body looks almost artificial. The six-pack, you know, the kind of, I guess, in a way, Margot Robbie, she kind of looks like Margot Robbie. And, you know, she has a stunning body as far as the camera is concerned. You guys are going crazy. Okay. What are you barking at? Yeah, you got your snack. After the movie, I took a walk, of course, to come to see her. And that was it, actually. I turned around after. And there was somebody. The owner was there. So she was loose. And when she saw me, she ran. She had something in her mouth, and she dropped it because she got so excited, and then she was looking for it. Hey, girl! Good morning! Oh! You're just so happy! You're just so happy! Yes! What are they doing? It is like major. Don't scratch me. Yeah. All right. You get so excited and I have such a small space. I have such a small space to put my hand. Yes. Yes. You're just excited. You're just so happy. Yeah. Okay. Good, then she's I love it. She's got the excited look, she's focused, and then I re-emphasize the sitting, and then she readjusts the sitting, and you can tell that she's I think, let's see if I may be wrong. No, she didn't, but she was. Sit. Are you good? No, you were not. You see, I gave you a chance. Here we go. Now you are. Interesting. Depending on how she sits, you know if she's going to be. Okay. Now she got confused. She didn't go, okay, sit. Sit. You're not. Sit. Siéntate. You're not going to see, I told you we're not going to sit. Now you are. See, I know that about you. Depending on how you're sitting, I know if you're going to be able to wait. No. Okay. Are you sure? You're facing it. No. Sit. Sit. No. I'm gonna make you wait longer. Okay. All right. You're good. You're pretty damn good. you should have seen her running. She looked beautiful. You know, of course, you know, I'm thinking too, it's like, yeah, but, you know, she's going to come to the time where, you know, the auto riders are back, or, you know, German Shepherd are notorious, a bigger dog, to have low back problem. And girl, love you. See you later. Okay? See you later. See you later, alligator. Love you. Que se pasa? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. See you later. But it was just beautiful. Like, I love it too when Ron was on the, when Conil on the beach, the way it would run. It's just that kind of free, you know, behavior, seeing them just being the way they are. It's very pretty. Like cat too. But I guess dogs is, you know, so many of them are dogs. It's tricky. Well, I guess that's the nature of that evolution, right? Like human beings, you know, domesticated anymore. And that's just what comes with it, plus and minuses. Anyway, so yeah, it was interesting. The screenwriting, it was pretty cheesy in terms of, you know, the kind of American Hollywood landscape. It was, yeah, okay. But yeah, I have to say, if not for those guys, I would have never watched it. I'm not sure my life is better for it, but it's definitely better than a lot of those movies that I thought would hold up better than that one. So I definitely don't see it worthy of an Oscar. Maybe the stages, I guess, you know, the sets. You could say, I'm not sure if you have such a thing. The music stuff was like, it was kind of a musical little bit. It's somehow in movies, at times it's, you can support it, you can handle it, you know, it's like a, but, yeah, but the music, no, I wasn't particularly impressed, but I think some people have really liked it. Some people are into musicals anyway. It's not my cup of tea. So there was that, and yeah, and I guess as far as yesterday, it was a beautiful walk. Obviously, you know, I was quite, again, I've been getting quite energized when I get my longer walk. I'm looking forward to Sunday, because on Sunday I'll be going to that Big Bad Boy. So I'll have water, lemon water, and I'll have some fruit with me. Maybe a couple of fruit and lemon water. And then that's it. being ready for around 4 hours. So no rush. And definitely I will have my sun hat. It worked out though yesterday. I had a little bit of sun, but not much. So actually I did not need it. So good call. Good lucky call. I would have been okay anyway. You know, I've been around the sun enough, being where I am here, even though through the winter, that I haven't lost my tan, which is very mild. Huh? I'm a redheaded, but I do get a little tan, you know, and then if I do it right, get full summer, I don't sunburn. So, which is quite amazing, quite a feat when you think about, I used to sunburn every year when I was younger, but that's more than likely due also where I was living, you know, in Bordeaux, it's quite a bit of overcast. So all those months, you know, I would guess from like, it could be from September, though it could be sunny, but pretty much from September to like April or maybe May. I mean, you can get quite a bit of sun. And then you can be some miserable a couple of months in the summer where it really gets hot in Bordeaux. Ugh, nasty. Nasty, nasty. I remember working in a restaurant. Wow. Small hot kitchen and an oven and all that stuff. But that's the kitchen life for you. Anyway. So, yeah, it's very, very, very nice walk. Very nice workout. I changed at the end. Instead of taking a right and then piggyback to the other trail that I know and then redoing a stretch, I chose to go left and rejoining it from a different way, which I knew, but I'd never done it that way. And it's kind of a nice because it gives me another nice climbing chunk of trail. Yeah. Un rastro Is that, no, rastrear is to track. Yeah, I guess rastro is a track, yeah? Yeah, a little track, un tramite del camino. So, it was very, very nice. So the body is good. Like I said, I do feel a little stiff, which is interesting, in just around my, the flexing of my legs, so could be just a little bit of a tired legs, I'm not sure, because of the whole yoga and even sitting cross-legged and all of that, I don't notice anything. So, I'm not sure if in conjunction with that, awareness is part of the idea of dropping, trying to drop that weight. So, anyway. So yesterday I made the hummus too. So that's done. And today I'm going to make the lentils, and then tomorrow there'll be the bread, and it's not too much. Oh, and I might do potatoes. So that's something that I might add for like something to snack on. I might do my boiled potato that I would boil today, and then tomorrow I would just make slices, you know, peel them, slice them, make a little stools out of them. Not stool, but you know, kind of just slices. And then saute them with a little bit of oil and salt. That's it. And then get them nice crispy on the outside. So that's kind of the idea. So I think I will do that. I think it's one of my favorite ways to do a potato. I like too that way, I forgot what it's called. I think it's kind of the Swiss version of hash brown. Which you shred your potato. I like to put a few things in it, and then you just basically fry it. and it's very crispy anyway. I really like it. Urban would do that. And of course, you know, if you do hash brown, I mean, that's basically, you know, shredded potato, salt and pepper or whatever. I like to put like onion, garlic and herbs in it. Well, it is oil intensive there, so I'm not as big of a fan. This one here, it just requires enough oil to get it nice and crispy the way oil does it. So not something that I would do every day. Actually, as a matter of fact, I haven't done it for a while. You know, I've been fine with the brown rice, the quinoa, the pasta, and the couscous, which technically is pasta. Anyway. So that's something that I'm going to add. Because tomorrow when I will have heated up the lentil stew, it'll hold just fine in the pressure cooker. En la olla a presión. En francés, coco minute. Cocotte minute. Cocotte, no coco. Cocotte minute. Que es gracioso, cocotte, que se llama cocotte. That's gonna be an old term, because I can't reference it to anything else. Cocotte, of cocotte, which is an egg that's boiled, but where you get the white cooked, and then the yellow creamy, and then you make like a French fry shape stick of bread and toast it, and then you crack the top part with a spoon. Cut off the part of the egg to where you expose the yolk, and then you dip your bread into the yolk. Oh no, hold on, no, œuf cocotte. No, 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 that's not œuf cocotte. Oh crap, I'm not sure now. Man, dang it, there is this other one with the egg where you take a ramekin, you put butter, salt, and you do it in a bain-marie, and then you put your egg and put a little bit of cream. œuf cocotte à grand-mère. I think that's œuf cocotte, actually. I forgot what you call the other one. So you get a ramekin, you bain-marie, which means you get a pan with water to where the ramekin will be maybe 2/3 of the way or 3/4 of the way submerged in it. So to not make it so hot. And then you put your egg. You don't do anything. You just dump the egg in there and put a little bit of a cream on top. And... Yeah, me too. Well, like I said, the French know how to do rich cuisine. I think it's Astropot. I think that's the one. But I could be wrong. Dang it! I'm not sure now. But the way you do it, that I'm pretty confident, you know, that that's the way you do it. So, Astropot à la grand-mère. I think it's what you call it, Astropot à la grand-mère. Anyway, it's been a while. It's been a while, crocodile. So, but no, me, I'm fine with just almost hard boiling my egg because I don't like the yolk to be completely dry and cooked. So I kind of like it to be a little creamy. Anyway. Ah, interesting, you know, those days that I'm getting. So some of it could be emptiness or also that, you know, it's so funny, so interesting that, you know, one day I could be so comfortable, you know, so at ease, so... And I just love this place. I mean, that nothing is going to change that. This is an amazing place as far as I'm concerned. Like, you know, Casadero was another one too, you know, in terms of having access to nature, but you still are into a kind of a civilized setting, you know, you still have the conveniences, eh? Los servicios, eh? De la civilización, acceso a la conveniencia. So, yeah, like I was talking about, you say that smell of a small town, like on the Camino. I've gone through so many small towns, and well, maybe something to look forward to, friends, which I do like, you know. I do like to walk through small town France and the south of France, which of course is a very pretty area, you know, and possibly I may even go in and out. I may find some trails, which I've never done in France, I've driven. You know, with Glenda, we've seen quite a bit of France, but it was always, you know, driving from a very nice place to a very nice place and or checking things along the way. But, you know, it was never hiking in France outside of the Camino and outside of my, even in my hometown, I never did anything. I mean, you had La Burte, which is a, you know, municipal park. And I grew up going there kind of like a daycare for children. On an off-school day where you could be sent, and then you have a supervision and you do activities and it kind of give the break to the parents. So on Wednesday, which I think it still is, it's weird, eh? Depending on what grade you are in France, you have a day off on Wednesday and then you go Saturday morning. it's weird, you know, actually the system. But not everybody. I think high school, you don't. And I think part of middle school, you don't. It used to be that way, at least. Anyway, it's strange. I think the early part of middle school, you don't. And then the later part, you know, 7th and 8th grade. Actually, technically, 6, 7, 8, 9. In English, it would be 6e, 5e, 4e, 3e. Anyway. Speaking of shifting language, hey, you, there's a doggy again. You gonna bark at me? Are you gonna bark at me? Hmm? What are you gonna do? It's okay. Yeah? Here. I know. You okay? Yes, you okay. Yes, you okay. She's a female. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Yes, you are. It's kind of funny, those dogs. You know, I really doubt it. I mean, she kind of looks like a mutt with a pit bull and God knows what. I mean, you know, she could definitely be a mean one, but from the tests that I do with dogs, I don't think so. But anyway, to go back to the topic at hand. So, there is a Warum nicht? Why not? So it's a German program, you know, that kind of, I kind of like the format. It's kind of interesting. So I find it from French, you know, to German. And then when I deleted the podcast application before the transfer of the phone to clear data, when I brought it back up and when I went to put Warum nicht, it actually downloaded the English version, you know, which is the same. It's the same podcast, the same format. Everything is the same, but it's in English. And as I studied this morning, I was like, huh, instead of a Frenchman, it's a French woman talking. And it took me a few seconds to realize, oh, yeah, no, they're not speaking in French. They're speaking in English. It's actually a British woman. So it's just funny, this kind of awareness that that language is the real estate of that language. You know, it's getting to a place to where, depending on the effort required, you know, to understand. And, you know, in all fairness, I mean, even though like my Spanish is very good, but I have to say at times my pronunciation is sloppy still, you know. And also, of course, in all fairness, this winter, you know, I am not speaking as much. So, and, you know, Spanish is not anchored like French and English. So, yeah, at times I just feel a little bit off when it comes to what I want to say. Anyway, but it was just funny. The idea is like, oh my goodness, yeah, I thought it was a different language. And in my mind, I wasn't making the difference between French and English because it requires no effort, you know, to hear one or the other. So at times it can almost be like, oh, what language is that in? Even being not sure because it's being processed at a different level. It's interesting. Kind of a cute little nugget of realization, I guess. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We'll see if I end up maybe taking a nap when I come back. We'll see. I may go to... Well, I don't need to get anything from the... I need to check that my phone credit card because it didn't work at the computer shop at the Joaquin when I bought the phone. And I had to use my card, my debit card. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm wondering if he had to put it debit and he wasn't. That could be that. I don't know if you have to select debit versus credit, but he just wouldn't accept it. Anyway, but I want to make sure it shows like it's reinstalled properly. I had to reconfirm the card, you know, on the iPhone, but that got done very easily. So anyway, we'll see. We will see. So it's beautiful. Beautiful morning. So more than likely, we'll see. But this evening, I mean, I don't have too much. Eh? Once I got the lentils done, I got, I want to do some languages. I definitely want to do some. The German is going to be important for me to really keep biting on that apple, you know, because I could see myself becoming a procrastinator and being like reluctant. Oh, here's nice. I like that. To be reluctant, I might become reluctant to engage with it. And, you know, I'm not that far into it, but, you know, I didn't just dip my toe in it. So, and I'm not thrown off like before. Ah, interesting. No me da asco como antes. Eh? It doesn't disgust me like it did before. I used to make so many jokes about that with German pilgrims. It's like, you know, you must have done something bad in a previous life, you know, to be reincarnated in a German person, to speak German. You must really hate yourself. Oh my goodness, auto audio. Anyway, but yeah, it's so, my goodness, I can say Japanese and German, well, those two out of now, even just thinking about it, I'm not even thinking about being able to carry a conversation, so I feel like my Japanese, I have more of a base to be able to access things. I think it'd be interesting, you know, if and when I meet some Japanese people, if I can find the words. The phrases are going to be very, very sloppy. Very weak, but if I can get the right words in there, I know I'll be able to string some things and they'll be able to understand what I'm saying. Sorry, but I feel pretty confident as I'm looking at my torn pants. Second part of my pants that's torn now. Oh, yeah, they attached to you. Huh? Am I gonna mess with it? Kissy-basha! 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 Yeah, you did well. Come on! Oh, I didn't go all the way down. Ah, oh, shit. So what? Yeah, they got you on a leash. Huh? Sorry, boy. And I messed with you. Huh? Anyway. It's weird. I don't feel like my legs. It's not a problem, you know, carrying the pack. But it's at the same time, I am tired. So... it doesn't matter. It's not like a, you know, an indice of a or marker for anything else, because the beauty of the way that I'm going to be walking now and the way that I have been, I would have no problem taking a bus. You know? Yeah, before it's like it would have been unthinkable. The one thing that remains unthinkable is to not carry my pack, which would not work. Interesting. Why did they like, sorry, it's a paddle port. Yeah, I really like paddle. The idea of not carrying my pack makes no sense. So, but yeah, taking a bus like I did once, you know, because I was like tired. I would definitely have no problem doing it. Even more so if it means skipping a place to where the lodging, you know, would be more expensive. So it would make complete sense. So definitely my understanding is evolving. My puritanism, as far as the approach, political correctness about the way you... Well, I mostly will pretty much walk... more all that I can, but it's nothing wrong in coming to a place where you feel like I need a little help here, I'm having trouble, and you know, one little chunk versus an entire. So having some flexibility, you know, it's good to be determined, to have resilience, fortitude, but at the same time, you know, like the reed, you know, to learn to flex, and then like the oak, which stands and moved, but still can be uprooted when push comes to shove. Anyway. Sorry, a little traffic here. So those cigar, whatever you call them, those nasty stuff. That's one thing actually that Antonio smokes. I find that disgusting. It's definitely worse than cigarette, as far as I'm concerned. Even when I smoke cigarette, even the one my parents used to smoke, they're called, it's a French brand called Gauloise. And of course, you know, it was more than likely because they were possibly the cheapest, or one of the cheapest. I don't think it was because of patriotism, you know, instead of Lucky Strike, Chesterfield, Marlboro, and Camel. You know, and Newport, all of those were sold. Well, I think Newport were too. So I had my Lucky Strike, Chesterfield, Pall Mall, Camel. I smoked all those brands. But the Gold Wars were like, ugh. They were gross to me. I tried. And of course, well, yeah, I guess he had with and without filter. And if I'm not mistaken, my parents smoked them without filter. Maybe not my mother. Well, maybe later she put filters on, kind of mitigating the contamination, you know, to your lungs from, yes, you more likely will be a little warmer earlier than yesterday. Yeah, I'm thinking about the air, but I have nothing that I need to buy from the... So, I'm passing this van and has this megaphone on top of it, altavoz. I think you call them a megaphone, right? The thing people speak out and it's very loud, like a negotiator, you know, to speak inside a building to somebody, some hostages or whatever. And so they have a thing in Spain to where they drive through towns and politicians kind of do their, spread their agenda, or they may make it some kind of an announcement about something happening. It's one way to do publicity. And, you know, it's, hey, I've never seen that in the US, you know, but here, you know, there are things like going to the mom and pop's fruit and vegetable or the butcher shop, you know, which you even wonder, how does this guy make a living? Just some of those things amaze me. Even the bars, you know, even the bars, all of that. It's quite amazing. Okay. Whew. Oof, you know what? I'm too hot. I'm going to take my jacket off. Oof, too much. Oof. But I'm tired. Today is 20 day, so if I stay the same, I will not, I'll take a nap. Maybe even go out. That'd be a nice treat to, yeah. To take a nap. I am not fresh. And I want to enjoy making those lentil stuff anyway. So, today I'm going to get bananas. I have to get extra oranges for the fruit salad. I guess if he has grape, I may get a few grapes for the fruit salad. Banana. I need to get a couple of those apples for my oatmeal. Onion, I don't. Mushroom, I don't. Well, actually, that's going to be about it, right? Fruit for the fruit salad. I still have pears. I'm not eating them outside, which is weird because I love pears, but yeah, I'm not. I guess I'm not that thirsty. I think the idea of pear is like sweetness and hydration. And, you know, I drink, with all the coffee I drink in the morning, and actually I did not even finish mine because the way my day has gone so far, present perfect, huh? Como ha ido mi día hasta ahora. But, so, yeah, I'm surprised because they're very good. The pears are very good, and I really enjoy them in the oatmeal. But, yeah, it has not been that. So it's going to be mostly fruit, maybe even kiwi. Well, I guess grape or kiwi. We'll see. Thinking of funny ways to cut the fruit salad. So the oranges are going to be ready. I might even make a juice out of them. Kind of blend them, you know, with the the immersion blender. I'm not sure. No, I'll cut them. Again, nice and small dice, put a chopping board on top of the tray so I don't lose all the juice that's going to be generated because they're quite ripe. And están muy maduras, la madurez, the ripening. And then if they are not, you say verde, the green. Hold on, you say verde? Están muy verdes. I think you say green, right? Huh. Which would be like in English, huh? Right, to green. I didn't think about that one before. Some way, some word, you know, they meet. Oh, and today I finished the rice yesterday, so today was like, I'm going to do popcorn. So my one problem with popcorn has been some don't pop. And I was like, what the heck is going on? You know, I'm getting it done pretty good, you know, with the oil and low heat. So it takes time. But, you know, when you start to get like 5-6 seconds where you don't hear a pop, then you kind of know that you're at the end. And so I looked online, and one mentioned to put them in a freezer, basically the idea is that they're too dry. So I put them in the freezer, and yesterday for a little while I soaked some for a while and then got them to drain, and I drained them last night and then put them on a dry towel, on a hand towel, overnight. So, you know, and I'm going to try today and then see what happened. So, interesting. So here, this vehicle is coming to recycle some things which are not common. Same as be like, but there's nobody. That's cute that it's coming to those places to get those things, you know, to try to not get the landfill cluttered with that stuff. Anyway, of course, if I can see the vehicle, that means I'm back in town, about to enter El Mercado Municipal. Municipal. Yes, a U in Spanish, you say U. Anyway. Interesting, lately I've always been at least two people at this stand. Anyway. Alright guys. Peace and love. Talk to you later.